one guy in our club who has a mid-50s Jaguar XK140 MC sports car that he's in the process of restoring. And when that's finished, you know, that's a $70,000 car probably. That's the most valuable one I can think of.
Bill Watkins is the president of the British Iron Touring Club of Northwest Arkansas. The club was founded in the mid-80s to bring together a group of individuals who were in love with British cars and needed a support group to help with troubleshooting, finding parts, and also ways to enjoy their cars. So, what's so special about British cars?
Those of us who particularly enjoy this part of the hobby just feel like they're different. They have different character. They have different styling. They are not the cookie cutter stuff that you see from America and sometimes from Germany. I'd say character is probably the best way to describe the attraction of English cars to those of us in the club.
The British Iron Touring Club of Northwest Arkansas currently has 40 members who own more than 60 British cars in total. There are Jaguars, MGs, Daimlers, even Rolls-Royces, and most cars in the collection are from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Bill says some members, including himself, have gone to great lengths to acquire these timeless pieces.
There are several different kinds of people in the club. There are people who just like to drive them and don't like to work on them. There are people who like to restore them, you know, go find a rusty Hulk someplace and bring it back into beautiful running condition, and then maybe sell it and go on to the next project. And then there are other people who like to just tinker. So the way you find a car kind of depends on what your objectives are. Crazy things people do. Well, I've got one that I imported from Vancouver, Canada, so that was a little bit more of a hassle than some people would go through. Other people have gone to places in Arkansas and Missouri and picked up rusty Hulks in boxes and brought them home. So different levels of insanity depending on the particular goals and objectives you have for your cars.
According to Bill, the club members try to organize and participate in events throughout the year to stay in touch.
We have a monthly meeting 11 times a year at Carino's Italian Grill in Rogers. We have a shop that the club has the use of where we try to meet once a month or every couple of months to do what we call a tech session where one of the guys in our club who has a lot of expertise can teach us things about working on the cars. We try to go on drives once a month during the nice months. We attend other clubs' car shows. We have our own car show, as you know, coming up in a week. We have all kinds of events and just try to stay busy and stay in touch with each other and enjoy the We call it stop and smell the rust. You know, you go out and you just hang around each other in their cars and try to have a good time with the cars and the people.
The club also organizes a yearly car show that features close to 150 British cars each year from not only Northwest Arkansas, but also all over the central United States.
It's our 10th annual Brits in the Ozarks. The show itself is Saturday, September 24th at Agri Park. From 10 until 2. The event is for the benefit of the ALS Association of Northwest Arkansas, which helps patients and tries to raise money to fund research into the prevention and treatment of Lou Gehrig's disease. We have in recent years been averaging somewhere between 130 and 160 cars each year, depending on the weather. We're hoping to have around 150 this year. We've got people coming from Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, pretty much all over the central U.S. You'll be able to see everything from their common cars like MGs to the more unusual stuff like Morgans. And if it's a nice day, it's a great time to come out and see some unusual cars.
The club will also host a banquet Saturday evening for event participants. Al Moss, the founder of Moss Motors, one of the primary sources of parts for these cars, will be the guest speaker at the banquet. The Brits in the Ozarks All-British Car and Cycle Show will be hosted in the Agri Park on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville on Saturday, September 24th. The event is free and open to the public.
If you have an English or British car that you'd like to register, there will be registration available that morning. It's $30, although don't hold me to that. All the proceeds do go to the ALS Association. We don't keep any of the money. And this is not one of these white gloves and Q-tips kind of car shows. This is just come and enjoy the cars and the other people and don't get real stressed out about whether your car is clean or not. There will be a popular choice vote so that the people who are there can choose the car they like the best in each of a number of different classes. There will be concessions on site there. If you're familiar with the park, there is a kitchen in the pavilion, and so we'll have that operating. And if it's a nice day, it's just a beautiful time to come out and enjoy the day, enjoy the cars.
More information regarding the British Iron Touring Club of Northwest Arkansas and the Brits in the Ozarks All-British Car and Cycle Show can be found at britishironnwa.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.